WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own mind, beating yourself up over every little mistake? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that constantly tells us to hustle harder, strive for perfection, and never give an inch. But what if I told you there's another way? What if we could actually be kind to ourselves, even when things get tough? Trust me, this isn't about being a pushover or ignoring our flaws and ghee. This is about treating ourselves with the same warmth and understanding we'd offer a dear friend who's struggling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, self-compassion? That's so fluffy, hear me out. Research shows that practicing self-compassion can actually improve our mental well-being, reduce stress, boost our resilience, and even enhance our relationships. So, whether you're a chronic worrier, a perfectionist, or just someone who needs a little extra TLC, this is for you. Let's break down five key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-compassion in your everyday life. First up, recognize those negative self-talk spirals. We all have an inner critic that chimes in with unhelpful thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I always mess things up, or why am I so stupid? The trick is to become aware of these thought patterns. When you catch yourself thinking these things, stop and ask, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? Second, treat yourself with kindness. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Do the same for yourself. Instead of berating yourself for making a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. That's part of being human. Third, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply breathe and focus on your surroundings. This can help you cultivate a sense of calmness and acceptance. Fourth, set realistic expectations. We often put way too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect in every area of our lives. But that's just setting ourselves up for disappointment. Remember, progress over perfection. Celebrate your small wins and be patient with yourself when things don't go as planned. And finally, connect with others. Sharing your struggles with trusted friends or family can be incredibly healing. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Building strong connections with others can provide a sense of belonging and support that can make all the difference. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself, maybe after a setback at work or a disagreement with someone you care about. Now think back to that moment with self-compassion. How would things have been different if you had treated yourself with kindness and understanding? Imagine offering yourself a warm cup of tea, saying, it's okay, we all make mistakes, and taking a few deep breaths to calm your racing thoughts. See the difference? Self-compassion isn't about ignoring the problem, it's about approaching it with empathy and care. So, here are our key takeaways again. Become aware of those negative self-talk spirals. Treat yourself with kindness. Practice mindfulness. Set realistic expectations. And connect with others. Remember, you deserve to be treated with love and compassion, starting with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice more self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review The Brain Fog Detox so we can help even more people find clarity and peace. Until next time, remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.